Carina Press and Harper Audio present Hairpin Curves by Elia Winters. Performed by Devra Woodward. Chapter 1. Megan Harris checked the industrial-style clock on the wall, adjusted her glasses, and checked again. How was closing time still an hour away? She could count on two hands the number of tables she'd served since the diner had opened at 6. After trying to avoid the clock since her mid-morning break, she'd finally caved, and it was barely 1. Well, damn. She adjusted her headband, washed her hands, and left the back room to greet the probably empty diner with a cheerfully insincere smile. Instead of an empty diner, though, a familiar face looked up from one of the oversized menus, light brown curls pulled up in a pair of retro Princess Leia buns. Scarlett Andrews caught Megan's gaze, her expression turning cautious. Their entire history flashed through Megan's mind all at once. Childhood best friends, competitive but loving all through high school, their whole story coming to a swift end when Scarlett bailed on Megan right before college and left her scrambling to find another roommate at the last minute. They hadn't spoken since. Of course, Megan had seen her around now and then, because in a town like Crystal River, you always saw people around. But they hadn't been face-to-face like this, and they certainly hadn't spoken. Scarlett gave her a closed-mouth smile, no teeth showing. The smile that indicated she was not really happy. I hoped I might find you here. Megan leaned against the edge of the booth and folded her arms. She would ignore the little skip in her heart at the idea of Scarlett hoping to see her. That time had passed. You want breakfast or lunch? Scarlett licked her lips and opened her mouth to talk, but then hesitated. It was so rare to see Scarlett look hesitant about anything. She had always been a bundle of confidence when Megan knew her well. Funny how a moment's conversation would take her right back to their friendship, back before everything fell apart, back when Scarlett was the person whose approval Megan craved most desperately. I was hoping to talk to you, actually. You got a minute? Megan glanced over toward the open kitchen, where Winston was whistling while scraping the flat-top grill, his cloud of white hair tucked under a hairnet. Come on. There's literally no one here. Scarlett gestured around. Whose table are you going to wait? Megan slid into the booth, her back to Winston. Tell me if he starts looking grumpy. Scarlett raised an eyebrow. Winston never gets grumpy. Even I remember that. Yeah, well, it's changed a little since you worked here with me. Scarlett glanced around. Hasn't changed that much. Before Megan could respond, Scarlett folded her hands on the table, all business, the menu still lying open in front of her. So, I assume you checked your email today? Megan shook her head. A couple of days ago, maybe. Don't you have it on your phone? Yeah, but I don't check it much. It's mostly spam and mailing lists. Scarlett's lip twisted. You know, you can unsubscribe from those. Really? They weren't even friends, and she was going to give Megan organizational advice? Thanks. I never thought of that. Megan flushed in annoyance. Why should I check my email? We got an email from Juliet last night. Juliet Letourneau? Megan hadn't heard that name in years. The three of them were best friends as kids, back before Juliet moved away to Quebec halfway through high school. She emailed both of us? Yeah. She wanted to know if we could get online tonight for a video chat. Scarlett shrugged. I don't know what she wants. The email was vague.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?